This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A new plan to fight climate change could mean big changes for Denver residents. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
A group of business, conservation, and other interests have been meeting for months, trying to figure out what Denver needs to do to lower its greenhouse gas emissions. The answer came in a report released today. Among its highlights are calls for more density, more and faster transit, and less driving. It also recommends the city move away from natural gas for heating and cooking as much as it can. A new sales tax and new parking fees would pay for it. The report is non-binding, but the city council president says it has his support. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado is creating a working group of educators, law enforcement, and state officials to develop and implement best practices for school safety. The governor signed a bill today establishing the group. It was co-sponsored by Democratic Senator Julie Gonzalez.
Let's get the politicians out of the way and allow the experts to do what they do best by continuing their work through this working group to stretch the dollars and to ensure that our schools are safer.
The legislature approved the school safety group after a state audit found different departments were duplicating efforts and potentially wasting resources. Red flag warnings today and tomorrow for the entire western slope, a large swath of northeastern Colorado. Gusty winds, low humidity, and high temperatures make conditions right for wildfires. 95 in Denver, it's 100 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.